From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Haitian politician maintains his opposition to UN forces in his country. Warm reception in Havana for proposed U.S. Commission on Cuba policy. And West Indies cricket manager sees a tough contest against South Africa. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United Nations Security Council has voted to extend the mandate of the UN police force in Haiti. 13 members of the council voted in favor of keeping the force in Haiti, and two, Russia and China, abstained. Oren Gordon has this report.
The UN force now in Haiti is the remnant of a 6,000-strong troop presence that took over from the United States in 1985 after American troops had intervened decisively to restore the country's elected president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Mr. Aristide was overthrown by a military government led by General Raoul Cedras in 1991. Mr. Cedras himself was forced into exile in 1994 amid a U.S. military intervention in the French-speaking Caribbean country. The vote means the U.N. police force stays on for another year, merely to train Haitian policemen and women. The Security Council said the civilian police mission plays a key role in professionalizing the local force. The U.N. sees it as a vital process in, it says, consolidating democracy in a country that has known mostly authoritarian rule.